And the next three are Ethan Frager, Doug Klotz, Emily Guise, followed by Ted Bueller, Glenn Traeger, and Reza Farhoudi.
Good morning.
Welcome. Hello, my name is Ethan Frager, and I'm 12 years old, and I attend Hosford Middle School. I believe that we should have more diverters on greenways and speed bumps and things like that, all the forms, and because I don't feel safe riding on them anymore, frankly, and they connect me to school, and so I have drivers have been quite aggressive towards me, like screaming at me, throwing things at me, actually. So, yeah, I'd like to feel safer riding on them. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, I'm Doug Klotz. I live in the Richmond neighborhood. We've been talking about bikes a lot out there. I look forward to this Greenway Assessment Report being adopted by Council. This will give the PBOT staff some much better tools to use in the maintaining and improving greenways and building new greenways. We're looking forward to the improvements planned for Clinton Street this year, and I hope this report will be useful in making those improvements. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning. My name is Emily Guise. I'm one of the co-chairs of the group Bike Loud PDX, and we are the people wearing green and holding up the signs in here. So I wanted to come and say that I love the greenways. I think they're an essential part of our transportation system. And because I'm able to go where I need to on the greenways, I don't need to own a car. And because I don't need to own a car, I'm free from the burden of car payments, insurance, gas, and because I don't need to spend thousands of dollars a year maintaining a car, I was able to save that money, and I used it to go back to school. I got a degree as a graphic designer, and I was able to graduate with no debt. Because I had that degree and I had no debt, I was able to start a new career and land a great job that I love. And so please, please approve this report. And most importantly, please direct funding to improve our greenways and expand them so that other people can enjoy the same benefits that I have. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Great story. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And the next three, please come up. Ted Bueller, Glenn Traeger, Reza Farhoudi, and they will be followed by Barry Jo Stahl.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having us here. My name is Ted Bueller, and my favorite neighborhood greenway is Rodney. I own a house on Rodney, and I'm two blocks away from a diverter that keeps cars off it south of me, and I'm very happy about that. I just want to say thank you very much for putting together this document. I've read most of it. I haven't read all of it. I intend to read it all. I think it's great stuff. For years, I've been working with different advocacy groups trying to encourage Portland to improve the neighborhood greenways, and I've been very pleased with the results so far. But a year ago, I'm also co-chair of Bike Loud PDX, the other one, and I'm on the Boise Neighborhood Association board. And so we've been working with PBOT. We've been asking PBOT and you guys for traffic control on these neighborhood greenways, and I think that this document is what we need to deliver it. I'm fully supportive of all of the policies and procedures in it. I just want to tell you the story of when we were encouraging Portland residents to sign postcards to Mr. Novick over here asking for better diverters on Clinton. Myself and some others put up a card table on Clinton around 34th or 31st or something, on the grass, of course, not on the street. And we could look down the street, and we could just see a whole line of cars in the middle of the street and all these poor bicycle riders cowering in the door zone because there were aggressive drivers and people on bicycles tend to be sort of modest, meek folk. You know, they don't tend to try to put themselves in the middle of the road like they're actually supposed to. And all these people looked kind of hunted, and they all looked a bit harrowed, and we asked them if they wanted to sign a postcard. A lot of them were in a hurry to get pick up their kids at daycare, but a lot of them were like, oh, yeah, I do. Let me tell you why. And they said, in the past, this was a great street for bicycling, but because the city has increased population, without increasing bicycle mode share and any number of other things. There's just lots more cars on the road, and they no longer felt safe. They had anecdotal stories about other parents who wouldn't let their kids ride, and they didn't feel comfortable taking their kids and trailers on Clinton Street. All those people are not riding their bikes with their kids to get places right now. They're either driving cars or staying home or taking the bus. My guess is a lot of them are driving cars. Today, you guys have the opportunity to pass this and to make the improvement in quality of infrastructure that's necessary whenever you increase the density of population. I encourage you to pass it and to inquire regularly of Roger and Margie and Scott. How's it going? Are we there yet? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm here to support the greenways. I think it's an important thing for the City Council once in a while to look at how our streets are being used and to reallocate use depending how conditions change. It is important to realize that in order for us to be a sustainable city, we have to encourage bikeways and greenways. I live in Northwest Portland, and I'm right now somewhat concerned about all the new development that's going up. If you just see all the cranes and stuff, it's probably the fastest growing area in the city. But our bike infrastructure is lagging much, much behind. I don't think there's an easy way to get from Northwest Portland to downtown or Safeway. I think the greenways is one way to solve this problem, you know, without spending a lot of money in new roadways, bridges, and infrastructure. So I think it is important for the council, for the Department of Transportation, to look at ways that they move the people in Northwest Portland, not just the people that live there right now, but the people that will be moving in the next 5-10 years, in order for them to get safely, you know, to their work downtown.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and members of City Council. Thank you for allowing me the time to speak. The short notice of this agenda item prevented many of my neighbors from testifying today, but I'm here on their behalf to support the assessment findings, policy updates, and recommended performance guidelines.
With your name into the record.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Reza Farhudi. I am on the Pearl District Neighborhood Association Board, and I'm the member of the Bicycle Advisory Committee. And we want to support this plan, the PDNA does, because developing a city that is friendly and accommodating to bicycle riders of all ages and abilities is incredibly important if the city wants to meet its longstanding mode split and carbon emission reduction goals. For Northwest in particular, building out a better greenway network would help not only people who live here, but also the significant populations of those who commute here or visit for medical appointments, shopping, recreation, and other activities. The well-connected street grid and high-density urban form in Northwest Portland create a dynamic, walkable environment, but unfortunately, our bicycle infrastructure has been much lagging compared to parts of inner northeast and southeast Portland. The biggest problem we have is that without better volume management in the form of automobile diversion, Northwest Greenways consistently experience the highest traffic volumes in the entire city, with every greenway seeing more than the maximum recommended volume of 1,000 vehicles per day. Therefore, they are relatively high-stress locations to ride a bike, particularly for families and people, for families with children and the elderly. As the report indicated, there has been a notable lack of investment in Northwest Portland, and the disconnected nature of our bicycle network has led to stagnant mode share compared to the rest of inner Portland. Bike lanes are few and far between, and where they exist, they're narrow, they can drop without warning. I-405, Burnside, the railroad create major barriers to connectivity, and the neighborhood greenways lack almost any form of traffic calming or crossing treatments, and are, in fact, greenways in name only, with just signage and sharrows. So Northwest Portland has some great projects in the pipeline for bicycling, including the Green Loop, which will create a safer north-south route through downtown, and the Northwest Flanders Greenway Project, which will hopefully create a new crossing at I-405 and a safe crossing at NATO Parkway at the Steel Bridge. But these are long-term projects that will take 5 to 10 years to come to fruition. Our neighborhood desperately needs more immediate relief with our bikeway network, and have several projects in mind that can be done for relatively cheaply, including installing temporary diversion on Northwest Johnson Street, creating a safe and clearly marked route between NATO Parkway and our numerous east-west greenways, and implementing traffic calming on Northwest Overton Street by Fields Park, where there's been concerns about speeding traffic through there, and also implementing some of the recommendations from the Pearl Access and Circulation Plan that this body adopted in 2012. In summary, our neighborhood urges the City Council to accept the plan as recommended by PPOT, and seek additional funding that could be used towards building out both our short-term and our long-term needs for the health, safety, and livability of our neighborhoods. Instead of being an afterthought, Northwest Portland could be one of the best places in Portland to ride a bike, as long as bicycle travel is encouraged and promoted by implementing PBOT's recommended tools, policies, and performance guidelines. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
And Mary Jo Stahl is our last speaker.
Okay, anyone else? Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Barry Joe Stahl, and I'm a bike nut. I have my bike out front right now. And I think it's pretty rotten that our city has kids trying to ride their bike to school, as we heard this morning, having your citizens, Mayor, acting aggressive towards them. I think the thing that we have to really celebrate is leaders set the tone. I personally, sitting back here looking at the scar on my leg when a teacher on his way to work ran a stop sign and hit me in the bike lane, and that was over 10 years ago. I'm still bearing the scar, and we're still having bicyclists dying on our streets. And it's because no matter how much green paint you put down on the surface of the street, if somebody's going 30 miles an hour, that doubles the chances of them killing the person they run into. So we can either accept the fact that we have people discouraged from bicycling, which my experience otherwise has shown is quite a healthy and enjoyable activity. We're going to stop killing people, folks. That's what it's about. Killing people who ride bicycles, as we could see, there was a ghost bike down Caddy Corner down here one block away. I was out front protesting, not bike safety, but I was out protesting the night that that happened, and there was nothing about that night that's any different than today. That little strip of paint isn't going to stop the car from running over the person. The little icon on the street surface is not going to stop the car from running over the person. What stops the car from running over the person is, one, our leaders say that you don't threaten our children on their way to school for any reason, especially if they're riding a bicycle, but for any reason, and that we stop killing people by simply separating the bicyclists from the cars. Now, my friend Moses Rosen wrote a great poem over 20 years ago, which means that our past is someday perhaps going to be your future, and we promised a candy bar in your tank. No, we said we wanted one out of every 10 streets to be reserved for bicyclists. We should do that more than Sunday parkways. We can do this, folks. Leaders set the tone. Stop killing us.
Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson. We all want a sweeter PDX, especially sweeter for bicycle riders. If you go on facebook.com/sweeterPDX altogether, you'll find a video dated Friday, the 21st of August, where a driver assaults a bicyclist with his car and with his body. The driver of a Lexus, license plate number 864 GMC, which is being investigated by the police right now, at the corner of Yamhill and 76, not accidentally tried to kill somebody, but road raged, chased a woman, and accosted her. So I hope that the police commissioner will look into that. And I hope that people in the Portland Bureau of Transportation will look at this video on Jody Cullen's Facebook page and make sure that in all neighborhoods, strangely enough, as you know, Yamhill and the 70s and the 60s, is Mount Tabor Park. I don't cross any streets with green paint on them there, but lots of people bicycle with children there. So I hope that you will not just accept this report, but you will use it as a tool to invigorize your action to create safer spaces for bicyclists and get us more people out of their cars and into bicycles, and especially see that the victim of this assault that I mentioned gets good victim support services from the police department. Thank you.
Thank you. you all. So are there further questions for staff before we take action on the report? If not, then I'd like to hear a motion to adopt it.
So moved. Second.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you for this excellent report, and I fully support all the recommendations. And I guess my only words of advice are that, you know, I'm not an avid bicyclist. And I think part of the problem between bicyclists and motorists is there exists a vocabulary that the bicycle community knows and understands, but your average motorist does not understand, you know, what the green stripe means. How do you behave when I had to ask this years ago. How do you behave when you turn onto Southwest Stark and half the street is a green shade? I'm not sure what the right behavior is. I also understand that we have the signage, just looking through Appendix C, is extremely complicated. And, you know, motorists are not going to understand these signs. I think the bicycle community gets it. They understand them. But we've got to make sure that the motorists do to make sure that people are safe. So I think there needs to be a dramatic simplification of our signage and our the way we communicate how we want people to behave, motorists to behave, on greenways and on other streets. And I do wonder, I mean, do we have simple signs saying you are on a neighborhood greenway street as opposed to Sharrow's? Again, Sharrow's, I don't think people really fully understand, you know, a simple sign saying these next three blocks, you know, the priority is for safe bicycle commuting. I think that would go a long way. I think, you know, I think people want to behave safely. They want to know how to behave correctly, but it can be confusing. And, you know, on top of that, 30% of drivers at any given time from recent evidence from our law enforcement are, you know, are busy texting or talking on the phone. So they're distracted, or they may have a kid in the back seat crying. So I think we've got to go, you know, I'm a strong supporter of grade separated bike paths. I mean, I think that's what we need to have in this city, and that's where we should be putting more of our resources. I realize it can't be done everywhere, but we need to put more emphasis on that, because that to me is really what's going to get those people who, that 60% of the people who just aren't going to do it unless they feel safe, make them feel safe. So, again, good report. Keep it up. And thanks for the testimony today. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Margie. Thank you, Roger. Everybody else at Peabody worked on this. Thanks, everybody, for coming here to testify. And I want to thank my colleagues for not staring daggers at me over the fact that we only reserved half an hour for this item when we should have guessed that it was going to take longer. Commissioner Fish, thanks for noting that the resolution isn't simply about accepting the report, but also giving policy direction. I think actually one significant fact of the idea that council is adopting this report and giving that policy direction is that we will be put up some more diverters, I think. We will have some more speed bumps, and we might all get calls from people saying, wait a minute, my commute's gotten even longer because there used to be the street I cut through, and now it's slower. And now we can say, well, actually, that's a neighborhood greenway, and we actually have given direction to PBOT to take steps to ensure that it's used as a greenway. Thanks again, everybody, and I'm really pleased to adopt this report. And again, we don't have the resources to do everything that we would like to do, but in this issue, there's some steps that we can take that aren't as expensive as a lot of the other stuff that we desperately need to do in the city. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much, everybody, for being here and for the staff for the great report, also the committees working on this. You know, we are becoming denser. There's a lot more people living in Portland. There's a lot more people driving in Portland. There's a lot more people biking in Portland and walking and taking the bus. And so we all need to share. You know, I love the bumper sticker, share the road. And we have to all remember that there's more of us and it's going to take longer to get from A to B. So and in fact, the getting from A to B is often not the main point of the journey. Yes, you want to get from A to B safely, but you also want to have an experience while traveling, whether it's walking, driving, or biking, which is safe and allows you to converse with families or interact in a friendly manner with your fellow citizens, our fellow citizens. So I have been taken to starting off a little earlier because I know it's going to take longer. And evaluating my choices in terms of transportation. I do have to just brag that my sister, who is 2 years younger than I, just cycled for 4 days straight to get from the Irish Sea to the North Sea cross country in England, and along with her partner and their 13-year-old twins. So it was interesting. I was just in the United Kingdom for an extended vacation, and to see the strategies used there in little tiny streets where you wouldn't dream of going 30 miles an hour because you can't get around the corner at that speed. So there's some structural things that we can do, and that's, I appreciate Commissioner Novick emphasizing those. We embrace the Vision Zero concept that we are going to work towards no fatalities, no crashes on any of our streets for any of our modes. And we all need to take responsibility for that, whether it means all of us stopping properly at stop signs, whether we're walking, driving, or cycling, all of us respecting the rules of the road and thinking about each other. That's part of this strategy, and it's something that I certainly embrace, and I commend Commissioner Novick for doing so also. We do need to prioritize funding for places that have nothing and for people who have nothing. And so I'm hoping that we can, as we start thinking right away about setting our legislative agenda for next year, thinking about how can we get the state to step up to their obligations to provide safe routes on the state highways that are some of the main arterials. And some of them don't have sidewalks or bike paths. And so we need to all work together on that. So as with most of the things that we do here in this chamber, this is another milestone and a great end of this particular, accepting of this particular report. It's also the start of the next phase of the work. And it's continuing to work. So I thank everybody for your patience, your diligence, your willingness to engage. We're all in this together. Aye.
Fish.
I want to first thank Leah, Margie, and Roger for the good work and the presentation and outstanding report. And I want to thank Steve for the leadership he has given us on a whole range of issues. Already this year, we've taken up Vision Zero. Sunday Parkways continues to be a great success. And soon we'll be taking up Bike Share, which I strongly support. Mm-hmm. And each of these is another marker along the way to fulfilling a commitment we made as a council to be a bike-friendly city. A couple of comments we heard today I just want to reflect on. One was the gentleman who talked about the return on investment. And I'm really glad, Mayor, that increasingly we are bringing that into these conversations. For example, in our utilities, we used to shy away from talking about return on investment when we did green streets. And as a result, we neglected to tell people that it costs less money to move away from gray and move towards green. So whether you are an environmentalist or not, if you make the case that it's a more cost-effective approach, it seems to me you're going to get more support than if you frame it just in terms of an ideological proposition. And so when we talk about return on investment, limited amount of money with a big return, including a safety dividend, that should bring all of us together, because that's what we should be focused on. I also appreciated the gentleman who talked about not feeling safe. And, you know, whether you've lost a member of your own family, as Commissioner Fritz and I have, to a traffic fatality, or whether you know someone who has suffered in a traffic fatality, you never want to have that happen to someone that you know and love. And the basic buttressing of Vision Zero is that people would start being more considerate and change their behavior on the roads. And to the young woman I saw this morning texting while speeding down Broadway, slow down. To the gentleman I saw yesterday on Sandy, weaving in and out of traffic so he could get a 15-second advantage, slow down. To people in my neighborhood who treat a red stop sign as discretionary, please stop. I talked to the chief yesterday, Mayor. He came to brief me, as he does monthly. And he said that citations are up and distracted driving. But frankly, we just don't have the resources to be everywhere at once. But I hope the Bureau continues to do intensive enforcement actions in various places, because apparently some people aren't just going to get they're not going to get the message until they have to pay a steep fine. And then they can actually balance whether it's worth texting and being distracted and being on their phone and risking other people's lives, whether it's worth incurring all those fines. But the fundamental piece of Vision Zero is changing behavior. And I think we have a lot of work to do to get that message out, because I think a lot of our neighbors, a lot of our fellow citizens are frankly behaving in an irresponsible and selfish way on our roads, and we have to call that out. We have to stigmatize that behavior. Finally, having joined the mayor and others on Sunday at Sunday Parkways, it is exhilarating to be on these low-impact streets and be able to ride safely. I mean, it's transformational. And you know, a Sunday with all the precautions we take is not exactly how it works during a normal workday. But it sort of reminds us what it is to be on a dedicated bike pathway that's safe. And that ought to be the goal. We can't shut down the city every day like Sunday Parkway, but we can build in the technology to make it as safe as possible. My comment earlier about my sense about things getting worse is not meant to be an indictment of any particular policy. It's just that we have a lot of capacity. We have limited roadways. And my sense is that people's behavior is not heading in the positive direction. That's all I meant. People are cutting corners, creating routes through parking lots, through dry cleaning spaces. All of a sudden, because everyone's in such a damn rush, they're putting everyone else at risk. And Vision Zero was supposed to remind us to slow down and stop being so selfish and not set a goal every day of gaining a minute on our commutes, but remembering that our behavior has impacts on people. So I fully support both the policy changes and the recommendations. I think this is a outstanding report. And again, I want to thank Commissioner Novick for his steady leadership in this area. Aye.
Hales.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Novick and PBOT for bringing this report to us today. Just reflecting on what we've heard, not only from all of you from the Bureau and from the community that have testified, but also from the Council, it seems to me that we approach the challenge of making Portland a better, safer bicycle city from strength. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of problems to solve, but we approach this challenge from strength. One, we have policymakers, elected policymakers, who believe in Vision Zero. You've heard my colleagues talking about that this morning. We believe in that goal, and we will work towards that goal, and that is the right goal. And we have administrative leadership in the Portland Bureau of Transportation that passionately believes in that goal, too. Just talk to Leah Treat for a minute or two about Vision Zero, and you'll see what I mean. And it's not just Leah. And that goes back, actually, some years. I was thinking about that a bit, Roger. You and I have worked on these issues for more than a year or two. Next month, we will mourn the passing of Vic Rhodes, who was our PBOT director, one of Leah's predecessors. I had to sign travel authorizations for him to go to a really exotic location because he went to Omaha, I believe, 6 times in order to negotiate with the Union Pacific Railroad so that we could have a bikeway on the Steel Bridge. And he got it done, among many other things. Vera Katz used to call him our counterculture city engineer. And that leadership in the Bureau has been consistent about making Portland a city of all modes and a city of safety. And that work continues. So we value you as professionals telling us how to make this work. And then we have advocates in the community. We have the Bicycle Transportation Alliance and Bike Loud and individual citizens who come here and make the case or who serve on our committees again and again, Doug, because they care about these issues and they're passionate about it and they live it in their own lives. In fact, I remember when we made the radical decision to make it legal to ride a skateboard on city streets, our chief financial officer's son, Tim Grew's son, came to the hearing and helped make the case for that. And for that was pretty transformational, I think, for a lot of us to hear that advocacy. So I want to thank you all as advocates because that helps keep us moving forward as well. So I am optimistic. I believe we will be that city, and we will be that city because we do have elected leaders who share the vision. We have a Bureau that gets it, knows how to get it done, needs more resources to get it done, but knows how to do it. And we have citizens that expect this work to be done. As the police commissioner, I get these wonderful and terrible text messages when our police bureau almost every night successfully de-escalates a situation involving someone with mental illness, I know we're making progress against our goal of being a better bureau in that way. And, of course, I get the tragic reports when we lose someone. And I know that we are in this year in the worst year ever for gang violence. And yet, despite that, we've lost more Portlanders to traffic violence than we have to homicidal violence. So that's how serious this problem is for our fellow citizens who are at risk until we achieve Vision Zero. So this is important work. I want to thank you all for doing it. I enjoyed Sunday Parkways as well. I'm going to start doing some commute rides because I went on the policymakers ride and a number of citizens said, hey, you should do that more often. So actually on Monday I'm going to commute by bike and start out at the Clinton Street Coffee House at 26th and Clinton and ride in with folks that take that trip and try to take some more of those kinds of commutes with, again, advocates who know the situation on the ground. Once again, our neighborhood associations are so critical in this because neighborhood volunteers and folks that know exactly what needs to be done in each neighborhood to make this work are critical as well. So there's a lot of work to do. I think this report is an excellent map. Let's go make it real. Thank you all very much. Aye. Thank you. Let's take a momentary break, and then we'll go back to the rest of the calendar.